The problem at the moment is that schools have a discretion as to whether to report an allegation or suspicion to the LADO. Because they have a discretion, when they do report, this can be seen as signifying that they consider the allegation or suspicion to be true. The exercise of discretion implies that the school is making a judgment about the strength of the evidence. However, if we had a mandatory reporting law, then the reporting of a matter to the LADO would become, in fact, a genuinely neutral notification. It would not carry the implication that the allegation is necessarily true. So we say that contrary to the understandable fears of the teaching unions, mandatory reporting brings that neutrality into the situation to the benefit of all concerned. And also a statutory duty to report protects the person reporting from defamation claims, removing a major source of the what if I'm wrong worry. I make one other point on mandatory reporting. There's been talk in these hearings about introducing a duty of candour similar to the NHS. We say that this is nothing like enough, and there is no evidence of the duty of candour making a meaningful difference in the health service. On the contrary, research published in the Health Service Journal identified an ongoing failure by NHS Trust to adhere to the duty and a failure by the CQC also to enforce it. The only thing in our view and survivors' view which would realistically have ensured that the concerns about Nigel Leake were passed on to the LADO would have been a mandatory reporting duty backed up by criminal sanctions for failure to report. And even if Christopher Hood didn't forward concerns to the LADO himself in breach of such a law, junior staff could have bypassed him safe in the knowledge that they were complying with a legal duty.